everybody. Welcome. It is the Mel and Ellen Show coming to you live on BBS Radio this beautiful afternoon in Northern California. Don't know what it's like back there on the East Coast where Ellen is in Florida, but it's a very beautiful day here. We're getting a little late start today, you know. As Ellen pointed out, this is the beginning of Mercury retrograde, so no surprises there. But we are here, and we are live, and the topic of our show today is sacrifice. Not such an easy, necessarily an easy topic, perhaps, or something that one might at first think was engaging, but actually there's a great deal to the word sacrifice. We're coming up on Veterans Day on Sunday, the 11th. So Ellen and I felt this was a really, really appropriate time to have that as a show topic. So please welcome Ellen, my co-host. We are here live on BBS Radio. My dear friend, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It sounded like the retrograde gremlins got you pretty good.
It's been a very interesting day, yes. And I just sat here last night and said, oh my goodness, this doesn't have to be so bad. You know, trust and pray and blah, 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 and there you go. And I was talking to a group of folks in my chamber group, and it has been one very interesting communication quiz after the other day. So I'm just doing fine. Thank you.
I forgot that it was started because I've had clients talking about it starting up like a week or so ago. So I guess I totally missed that when I was off like, oh, yeah. And then when you said it, I'm going, oh, yeah. So, and Doug was having that experience too today.
Well, it's been so fascinating. I was sitting here since 3:45 our time, Eastern time, with the headphones on, ready to go. And I saw the thing come up for the radio, and then my computer went, oh, sorry, I'm shutting down. And it shut itself down and disappeared. And then I forgot to turn the speakers all the way up. It's just, so I'm here. And doing fine.
It is such a special time when we are able to join together, and especially for, well, always. I mean, I don't know if there's a special time, because time with you is always special. But today's show, I think, really has a very significant and special energy. Sacrifice, the honor of sacrifice. I was thinking as in preparation for this show, that sacrifice takes so many different forms, big and little. I was also thinking about the recent disaster on the East Coast, which you're way closer to than I am, although I know it went north of you, but still, it's such a profound effect. I know you live in the hurricane country. And it made me really, really, really be mindful, I think, of the sacrifices that people make for each other. How yes. and of course, you know, Christ said, "No greater sacrifice hath one man than to lay down his life for another." So, you know, that's for me at the top of the list, obviously. And I'm sure for you too. And then underneath it is all these other amazing stories, like you and I both know that what's going on the East Coast is full of these stories. If it was possible to set it up so that we could contact people, I know that the stories would be amazing, as we find they always are.
That they will be when people get their voice.
Yes.
Back. And I think up there, it's a long time coming. It's a long time coming. These people have lost, I want to say two things real quick, have lost so much. And I was down at my insurance people's building the other day talking to them. They're members of my chamber. And when I said it was such a horrific loss up there, and the lady that from Blue Skies Insurance, Robin Green, owns it, and she looked up at me and she said, "What they don't understand yet is that this damage was done by flood, and those folks probably don't have flood insurance."
Ooh.
And I looked at her and my mouth opened, and I thought, of course, if they have hurricane insurance or wind damage insurance, but this disaster was caused by water coming up.
Right.
And even the houses that were lifted and displaced were displaced by water. And she just looked at me and she just said, "I don't think they really understand what's going to happen here, because the insurance companies are going to go, no flood insurance, too bad for you."
Shades of Katrina.
Yes, that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is, when you talk about sacrifice, there was a story I saw on the TV news, and I don't know whether it was widely publicized, but there was a man walking down the street. It chokes me up yet. And he was a Marine veteran. And he stopped to talk to the TV man, and he said, "I'm broke. I don't have any money. But this is about people helping each other help themselves." And he was walking down the street, handing out bottles of water, tuna fish sandwiches, and whatever warm clothes he could have, you know, got with him, and was just handing them out to the people as he went, because he knew that people didn't have what they needed. And even those people who did prepare, who had generators, who had food, who had water, it has gone on very, very, very much too long for them. They've run out of gas. They can't run their generators. They've run out of food. You prepare for maybe 3 to 7 days, and then
right.
the power is still not on. They have snow. It is dead. But this gentleman just walking down the street, he says, "I don't have a lot of money, but what I have, I've turned into food and water." And he was walking down the street, just handing it out. This was in Staten Island, where they've been so completely devastated. And are still, well, I guess they have help now, but I don't know.
That's a beautiful story. A beautiful story of the giving, sacrifices. It's as inherent in it, giving. And I'm with you. I'm sure that many, many more stories will come out as time goes on, of the sacrifices that people have made and will have to make in the future, of all kinds. We're at some level just at the beginning of.
Absolutely, absolutely. They have to see the lights in the eyes.
I also would invite our listening audience, you know, regardless of where you are, you can help too. The Red Cross is taking donations of as little as $10.
Salvation Army, too.
And, you know, I really, really want to stress, in addition to making a donation or helping in ways you can. I have a friend who used to live in Brooklyn and is moving to Hawaii, actually, after living here, and is sending all of his warm clothes. He's going through his closet. Everything's going there. If you can, in addition to, or if you can't make some kind of material donation, folks, prayer is one of the most powerful things. You aren't helpless. You can do something. And
right.
Prayer is one of the things that you can do.
I'll tell you another thing, too, Mel. I have a friend up there in Long Island, and I was pretty panicked for a
yeah.
while. I couldn't reach her, and I did. And she's okay. She's got her power back. She prepared well. She's from Florida, so she knew hurricane, nor'eastern. Here I go down to the store again myself. But we've set up with her that we will send the mail packet, you know, those boxes you can stuff 77,000 pounds in.
Oh, right.
And I said, find your neighbors, find your friends. If someone's in need, you cannot get what you need, we'll stuff it in a box and send it up to you. So there's tons of ways of helping folks just get in there and do it. I mean, that's really the truth of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have several crews from PG&E, California PG&E back there.
Well, of course you would. I think they've come from all over the country.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like a big disaster. We tell stories about the American people being the people who can really rally. And boy, we really can.
Well, you're right about that.
Over and over and over again. And not just those disasters that hit our shores. We rally around the world. And you know, we see, I haven't seen it, but I know it's there. I know it happened in Katrina, that, you know, other countries that appreciate and understand that about Americans rally to help us. And that's a really nice turnaround, I think.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Mel, just going slightly off subject from this now, but, you know, when you talked about sacrifice, I thought a great deal about my tarot card, the sacrifice, the hanged man. That's in the matriarch, and it symbolizes actually Peter on the cross,
beautiful,
upside down, because he wasn't worthy to die as Christ had died. But the card itself means more than sacrifice. It also has a meaning that says, "Look at things differently. Get a different perspective." And I found that so interesting. And I did a real quick, research on it. One of the things is the word perspective doesn't mean guessing. I think maybe I'll do this different. The perspective is get down and take a measurement. It really means get out your measuring tape, measure the wall, measure whatever, get a new perspective on what it is that you're looking at. And the upside down business is sometimes we have to step back and look at things in a different manner. And we might not always like what we see when we do it. And that in itself is the sacrifice, that you just sometimes have to let go and let God. And I think all of those things take place in the word sacrifice. It's get a perspective. You know, you can't wring your hands and roll up your sleeves at the same time. So look at it differently and see what do and just so that was my little piece in there that I wanted to give you. It was just such a powerful image for me, that card means so many different things, but it all ties back to there's sometimes you just got to give something up, sacrifice.
Right. And it happens in little ways and big ways. Dieting is a sacrifice, you know.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, we think of it is a whole gamut of things. Anytime we give up something in order to achieve a goal, it's a sacrifice in a sense, but it's a sacrifice. This is just coming off the top of my head, but I think that sense of conscious, intentional sacrifice, like dieting or saving putting together a future for our children, or parents, trying to put together a future for their parents, because that's true too now. Those are intentional or conscious sacrifices. And then there's the noble sacrifice. There's that part where without thought, you know, we rush into a burning building to save somebody's life, and possibly in the process give up our own. That's just part of a courageous kind of sacrifice that we do. Not like, I also kind of tripped out for a while but you know, the human sacrifice that was practiced again by cultures around the world for who knows how many hundreds of years, what we call primitive cultures, but that idea of giving something to the gods, giving a life to the gods so that you would get life back, that you would have a good crop or you would have this. Thankfully, we don't do that anymore.
True enough.
But that's a kind of an extreme and obviously archaic form of sacrifice. Although I suppose we could find a link somewhere, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
you're listening. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I was prayer and fasting. Fasting is certainly an interesting sacrifice. And when you combine it with prayer, your intention is so powerful. that again, you know, when you were talking about the sacrifice of the people that were thrown into volcanoes or whatever
Right.
it was, that's such a huge, it's such a huge sacrifice, and then you kind of wheedle it down to just let's do prayer and fasting. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound right, but all of these sacrifices are tended to religion.
Yes.
And to moving us forward, and how they've evolved and where they've gone to, and how they've made us whole in an odd sort of way. I don't mean that I believe in sacrifice, but the notion of giving something up or in tithing, which is also a sacrifice.
Right. Well put.
Of giving something to God, giving the best to God.
Yes.
So that we acknowledge that the best is given to us. And that's of course the answer to tithing, is that when you give the best to God, God gives the best back to you. And the best could be just getting up every morning and taking a good clean breath of air, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So I sort of went off on a tangent to beg your pardon.
Oh, no, I think that was excellent. I think that was not only, you know, an excellent point, but also very, very well stated. We are Mel and Ellen. This is the Mel and Ellen Show, and you are listening to us on BBS Radio. You know, we'd like to hear from you. Do you have a story about personal sacrifice? We'd love to hear what your experience is. We'd love it if you would call in and share your story with us. We would love to hear from you. You can call in you can call in to toll free at 888-627-6008. Again, this is toll free, 888-627-6008. And Ellen and I would very, very much like to hear from you and hear your story about sacrifice and what it means to you and what your experience is. So did you give a lot, because I know we kind of talked about this last recently, that this was a show we were going to do, and we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving show when next we are on the air, and that'll be, I believe, on the 20th.
20th.
Yeah.
20th, exactly. Yeah.
20th. So when you decided to do this, I know that you did some. I love the thing about perspective. Love the thing about perspective. You know, I love words. I did not realize that the origin or part of the meaning of that word was to get right down into it and actually measure it. But it makes such sense.
Yeah.
It makes such sense to have a perspective. I love the idea of the tarot. I never would have thought about looking at the tarot from that standpoint. Although that too also makes perfect sense. Did other things come up for you in terms of sacrifices that, well, I imagine they did, sacrifices
yeah.
that you've made in your life or that others have made for you? I mean, I know you. You're an incredibly heart-ruled person whose path has led them to learning to have stronger boundaries around that, which I think is just part of the heart ruled person's path. But you give so much and always have, and I like what you said. You never give, not to my knowledge. I've never known you to be the kind of person who gives thinking that you're going to give something back, like the story you just told about your friend in Long Island, and I love the boxes that you can put 77,000 pounds in.
Yeah, so send them for 1180. I think it's 1135. We'll just send them food. You know, we have to. But
yeah,
that's an interesting question. And never mind me. We should talk about you a bit and down the road here. Miss Heart on Her Sleeves, and I'll jump in and do everything.
Oh, okay.
But yes, but I think that I would answer it this way. Looking back, I did make some big sacrifices. But living through it, it wasn't a sacrifice. It just needed to be done, and therefore I did it. And the example I'm thinking is when I took my children out of an unsafe place, and we were homeless for 3 weeks. See, now you're going to make me cry. I don't like this. Looking back on it, that was a huge sacrifice. And looking at it now, it was just needed. That's what I'm saying is, in hindsight, I see it as a sacrifice. When I was doing it, it was what needed to be done at the time.
Right.
And I didn't see it that way. And I just took my children to a safe place. And,
right.
And existed. And we made fun of it. I mean, we made fun out of it. I don't mean fun out of it, but fun out of it. We made it an adventure. I got mugs at the store, and we ate our soup in it at night and our cereal in it in the morning. We washed it maybe. I mean, it was like, take your hard shoes and your flashlights, darling, we're leaving. And let's go on this adventure. And yes, in the end, yes, I would do that as a sacrifice. But I think that people, like you said, who run into burning buildings, they're not thinking about the sacrifice.
Right.
They're being people.
Yes.
So, and I would attest about you that that is the truth. You do what needs to be done, and you do it with your whole heart. And then when you look back on it, you go, that was a heavy price to pay. But you don't think it is so when you're doing it.
I think that's a really good I think that's a really good point that you just made, is the price to pay. You know, it's in the attitude, you know, for me anyway, it's like,
yeah.
And I think for most people, who have an altruistic nature, this is a huge generalization, but at some level, no price is too high to pay if that's your orientation. If you're born out of and into and practice a loving heart, then I think that's probably true.
I think that's the best way to put it, because I don't think that people think about. There was a story on the news a few months ago, or whatever it was, down here in Florida, that two men pulled a woman out of a burning car, and she was trapped. She couldn't get her door open, and they totally disregarded the inherent danger they were in. And the two of them worked together and got the door open, you know, broke windows, whatever it was they did, and got her out and got her to the side of the road, and her car blew up. And
oh.
I don't think that those men had considered that. They just
right.
saw what needed to be done and did it. And they did it from the heart. And sometimes that works really well, and I guess sometimes it doesn't. This one
yeah.
just that. I think you're right. I think it's in the heart of the person. You just do what you see needs to be done.
I agree. There's a flip side to all this that I think that's a can of worms that at the moment I don't want to open up, but there is a flip side to you know. Huh?
That is. I know you don't want to open it up, but
yeah, I don't, you know, it's like I think it's almost like wanting to stay with what is noble and what is that energy, that action that comes from the heart, and not get it dirty.
Yeah.
By going to that other place, which we all know is there. It doesn't mean we have to go there.
I think that noble is, if I had the road to pick, the high road would always be, you know, the way to go.
Yeah.
The noble and the brave and the, and you know, the moms out there right now who are up in the Northeast, who are protecting their children and doing what they can to keep them warm. I'm sure they don't think that's a sacrifice. They just think that they're doing what needs to be done to get through the time that they're in.
Right.
And maybe later they'll look back and go, gee whiz, you know. But I think right now that that's the way people do what they're doing.
I saw a little, you just piqued something in my little mind, big mind, minor mind. I think I saw something this morning about the, you know, there was some news that said that this would really impact the people's getting out and voting. And I saw something this morning that said apparently not, because people are going to the polls in droves. Now that is, to me, really, really, really powerful, and at some level very profound, that in the midst of all of this, you're willing to go stand for hours and hours in a line someplace so that you can vote.
Yep, that's a big deal.
And in
Staten Island, they're doing the paper voting because there's no power. And people are actually looking for the National Guard vehicles that say vote here, and you can go in and fill out a ballot. And there were people, they were talking to them, they're saying, oh, you bet I'm going to vote. You know, I'm out there, I'm going, this is, you know, I'm doing it. So, yeah, I mean, in the middle of trying to survive and feed your family or keep yourself warm or whatever it is, they're out there voting. That's huge. That's a huge
I that's how I felt about it. I mean, it ties right in with the theme of the show. Because you know, somebody's, when you're making that commitment, there's got to be a team. There's got to be some help going on somewhere to make it happen, that people are able to do that. That's just amazing. I'm going to love hearing some more of those stories, and I'm sure we will in the news in the next couple of days.
Yeah, well, yeah, as soon as they sort out the power issues and stuff.
Right.
I haven't heard anything today. I don't know whether they have any power on yet or not at Staten Island. I'm so completely concerned about those people, because now the snow's coming, and half these folks don't have any place to live. They have no way of getting hot food. I'm very concerned. And there's nothing, you know, when you say there's nothing you can do, I can send packages, I can pray, I can do all these things, but it feels so completely out of control. And I've been in bad situations, and this is just 100 times worse, so I can't even imagine what that is.
Yeah. Our hearts and our prayers are with all the folks on the East Coast who are going through this period of very trying time. You're listening to BBS Radio. This is the Mel and Ellen Show. The topic today is sacrifice. We've been ruminating on it and moving it around and pushing and poking at it. We'd love to hear what your ideas, what your experience is. Of sacrifice, the noble sacrifice, the especially again being sort of related to what's going on the East Coast, it's hard not to put it in perspective. We'd love to hear from you. It's a toll-free call to call in and share with us. We invite you. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-627-6008. And we were a little late getting started today, so also we want to invite you to call in with questions that may be not related to the topic, maybe not related to the issues that we've been talking about. All things are relative. We each have our own stuff. Ellen and I are available to answer questions as best we can that you may have about any part of your life or you know, those intuitive things that you might want to inquire about. It's free, and it's a free phone call. So please pick up that phone and give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. I'm thinking about those times I think about those times in my life when I witnessed, and I don't think that really, you know, didn't really come ahead of time, just sort of popped up witnessed other people doing amazing things in their lives. And I love what you said earlier. I think when you're in it, like you were, excuse me, with the kids, like I've been,
yes,
like the burning building, like the fire in the car wreck. I don't think we think about it, you know, but I know we all have been witness to observing that in other people. There is a young woman that comes to mind for me who had a special needs child, and boy, talk about a mama bear, and not much money and not much help from family. It just wasn't around, and who just would not let the stick go, and who made, in my opinion, sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice of time, of energy, of like you, where she lived, you know, all kinds of things, because she absolutely was not going to let her child fall through the cracks.
Right. Boy, I've seen that too with the these moms who are fighting for everything they can get for their, you know, I don't mean get, I don't mean it that way, but the education, the health, the whatever it is, and they just don't give up. You just keep working at it till you make it work. And they're amazing women. And men, too, and families going together, rooting for these kids. It's a big deal. But, and I go back to it, I mean, we call it sacrifice. And every time we say it, I see my tarot card pop up, and I go, yeah, get a different perspective, look at it from a different angle, measure it, you know, feel it, taste it. And I was thinking, as you were talking, too, about both Chris and Alex, our sons, who Chris, after 9/11, volunteered and went into the Air Force because he knew it was the right thing to do. And Alex, just recently returning from Afghanistan, and he is a Navy corpsman and served with the Marines, and was on the ground, and it was a really frightening time, and all you can do in those cases is pray, but they're both back safe and sound. And then the sacrifices of the mothers and fathers who watch these children go.
You bet.
You know, and the grandparents, the sisters, and the,
yes,
mothers.
The whole, yeah, all the families. I know in my prayers for especially active military, always include the families, because,
yes,
the families are making that sacrifice too.
Yes, and that's just the point. They don't, I think they know that they're making the sacrifice, but they don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of hold on and get through, mm-hmm, it, you know, and just do it. So, but
and
yeah, it, go ahead.
Good point.
Yeah.
Another really good point.
I think the analogy that when you throw the pebble in the water and the ripples go out.
Right.
And when you think about the person and the what they're sacrificing, and then all the people that goes out to who are on board with it, either one way, helping or not helping or praying, or they're all involved in that one moment in time, that one sacrifice, whatever it is, and all the people's lives are touched, you know, and then that it's sort of like an ongoing thing. It just keeps moving out from the center.
I like that. I like that analogy a lot. It is a perfect one for how it keeps moving out from the center. I can picture that one. I'm not very visual, but I can picture that one.
Me too. I can see it.
What do you feel is, I don't know, you know, the question popped into my head that I was going to ask you, and I think I already did. The biggest sacrifice, I think, probably was your experience with your children. Made me think about what my biggest sacrifice is, and I don't really, I mean, there's a bunch of things that pop up, but I'm going back to that place where you so ably and aptly identified that It doesn't feel like a sacrifice.
Right. Well, and I, you know, Mel, I've known you for so long, and the things, the little things to the huge things that you've done, you know, and I think that if you honestly stood back from it, until it's over, and that might be the grace of God, that until it's over, and you look back at it, and you sit down and go, really, that was a huge deal. You're just in there slugging. You know, you just get in there and you keep moving because you can't stop and you have to do something.
I think that that's true. But I, again, you know, coming from that heart center, it is, like you said, not something. There's that place where the selfless idea comes in, because we're not thinking about ourselves and we're not thinking about it that way. It's just what you do. And you know, you hear that. You hear that from people who, you know, perform a heroic act. I've seen several in the last 3 or 4 months where, you know, there's an interview with someone who's, people are caught in the news, and his families and friends and the city, the county, the whatever, the state are calling him a hero, and the person repeatedly says, I don't feel like a hero. I just did the right thing.
Right.
Or I just did what needed to be done. And at some level, of course, that becomes part of the definition.
Yeah. You know, I had to go back while you were talking for a few minutes. I picked up my tarot because that image of sacrifice was so huge. And I was thinking, I wonder what follows that in the major cards. And what follows it is transformation.
That's pretty perfect.
It is, you know, and actually the one before it is balance. And I'm thinking, how interesting, because I've never looked at it, and you know, I've been studying this for a long time. But when you're in a balanced place, when you are absolutely in balance, you're not moving.
Right.
And as a very dear friend of mine said, you know, even if you're on the right track, if you don't get up and move, the train's still gonna hit you. You know. So.
I like that.
Yes, you know, or if you're in the doldrums, you know, and there's no wind in your sails, put your oars in the water and row, because if you're not moving, you're not creating.
Right.
And truthfully, when you step out of that place of balance and you take a risk or you try something new, there's always a sacrifice, because you sacrifice the balance. You sacrifice that comfort zone. And now you have created a new thing. And by doing that, you're sacrificing something from behind you. You're getting a new perspective, or you're looking at something differently. And as soon as you do that, you go into transformation, because you'll never be the same again. And I think sacrifice is really true that way. I think that people who have been through tremendous sacrifice and have lived through it, and all the attendant mess, as the people up north will do, they will never be the same again. And that's either good or bad. As you said, there's always the flip, you know, there's always the flip side. But in the nobler sense, these people will be different forever.
Right.
And I just, when I saw those three together, I thought, well, what an interesting, I've never seen that before. What an interesting combination.
I just think that was brilliant. I mean, what a beautiful message those three together, and you put it together so well.
Oh, I'm so quick here.
Hey, folks out there, this is how good she is, and she does this for a living. And you can go to the BBS website, and you can find information about how to contact Ellen, because that was and have a reading, have a session with somebody who's that brilliant. You can contact me too, but I think she stole the show right there. And I support that 100%. That was beautiful. I mean, that was just like it. And I'm totally in agreement with that. I'm totally in agreement with that. That's one of the gifts that you and I get to have from the work we do is what you just did, is touching that pattern and seeing it in that way and pulling out more, which I know is one of the things that helps our clients out so much. That was great.
Call Mel too. She's brilliant.
That was really good. Thanks.
That was very sweet. And I have a really, quickly, I want to say this, because I didn't get a chance when you talk about sacrifice. Here's my little sacrifice. The day that my webpage was actually up and running, I was all set to send out this huge email to all my friends across the United States and say, oh, I have this gorgeous webpage up. And the hurricane hit, and I felt it was so inappropriate to send that out and to talk about it when there was so much devastation going on. But I do have a webpage now up and running, and I will send that information to you now. But it's www.ellendoreen.com. And a very dear friend in my chamber group, Don and Natalie Norris from N Squared Applied Media, did my webpage for me, and they did an absolutely outstanding job. So please go visit my webpage, if nothing more than to see it. I have a starry night is the field, and then they put the Hubble images from the Hubble behind it, so it floats in and out, all the beautiful Hubble images that are out there. So
I can't wait. Hey folks, let's go to www.ellendoreen.com just to look at that.
Yeah, it's worth looking at.
I'm so excited for you. Oh, I after we're done, I'm going there. And you know what? I again, this goes back to that nobility and that sensibility. I mean, what a wise, loving, considerate, honest thing to do in your to hold back your own excitement in deference to the suffering of others. That's awesome.
You're making my halo shine very, very bright. My wings are sprouting now.
I like it. And if I was close enough, I'd throw some fairy dust from rainbows and all over you.
That's next. We'll be talking about that over Thanksgiving, rainbows end. It's that close.
Oh, that's exciting. This is exciting. Hey, folks, you're listening to The Mel and Ellen Show, and on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Northern California, we come to you every other Tuesday on BBS Radio. On Tuesday the 20th, we will be doing a Thanksgiving show. Really looking forward to sharing some of the stories and rituals and traditions, and really want to invite you also to think about that and give us a call when we're on the air from 1 to 2 Pacific time, standard time, and on the East Coast from 4 to 5. Again, this is the Mel and Ellen Show. We still have a few minutes left for someone to call in if you would so be moved, and the call-in number is 888-627-6008. We really, really want to appreciate the people who have made the effort to listen to this show, to share I'm sure, you know, with others, the ideas of sacrifice that are just so powerful and so moving in your life, in the lives of other people. And it happens every day in so many ways.
Oh, all the time. All the time. I was just going to say, you know, this particular show fits so well with coming up with the Thanksgiving event. I hate to say event, but the Thanksgiving celebration. Because when you put the two together, there's so much sacrifice that goes into these holidays. coming up for people who have limited income, who have families spread all over the world, have difficulties providing for their family and doing all these things. And so as we come into the holidays, I think that to focus on the thanks part of it instead of the giving part of it, and understanding that there is so much. And I go back to the moms a lot, because I am a little prejudiced where this is concerned, because the onus of responsibility has fallen them. And how many ladies out there have given up? I don't want to sound trite, but given up maybe buying a new dress or getting a new pair of shoes, or maybe even a decent job, because they really needed to be home with their children. And the nobility of that is they don't really think that's a big deal. They just do it because right. It has to be done. And so tying it into Thanksgiving, I think that's just, I think the two follow each other very, very well.
Great segue. It is a great segue. I would agree with that. I like the idea of focusing on the thanks. And I don't mind focusing on the giving either. You know, giving, I have a friend who his idea of Thanksgiving was to go buy, I mean, he would have dinner with his family, and I had a small family, but he would go buy like 50 turkeys and just deliver them all over the place.
He'd
deliver some to a food bank, he'd deliver some, he'd just lay one on somebody on his way out the store. And I just thought that was like the coolest.
What a great idea. Well, you know, I have to tell you that once when I left and I had been on homeless and I finally got a home for the kids of mine, and I got our feet back down on the ground. And it was very, very tight for me for a bit. And I remember it was going into the holiday season. It just triggered this memory. And I went to go to work and I opened my front door and there was a turkey in a box on my front doorstep that someone, who obviously knew my situation, had dropped by so that we wouldn't go through Thanksgiving without a turkey.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the sacrifice was filled with somebody else being noble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's a perspective that's also that hit me when you said great story, because sometimes we're the beneficiaries of someone else's sacrifice in that way, who also doesn't think that it's a sacrifice.
Yeah. It's all a mindset. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It is a mindset. And I'm going to take just a few minutes because I know we're getting short on time here.
We are.
But I wanted to say that I am very grateful for my very dear friend, Mel, who is celebrating her birthday.
Oh, you did it to me.
I did it to you. And I will not sing happy birthday because it will end the airwaves and we'll never be heard again. But I wanted to tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate you and how much you have sacrificed for so many people and the goodness that comes from your heart. Thank you for being you and happy birthday.
Wow. Thank you so much. That now it's my turn to feel that loving energy wash over me. It's really beautiful. Thank you, my dear friend. That's awesome.
You're welcome. And your card's coming.
I actually took time off yesterday to celebrate.
Yay.
Just the way I want. Marty and I went to, there's an old growth redwood forest that LandPass manages that is really hard to find. It's not marked really. No, it's like an insider thing, kind of.
Yeah.
It's on a ridgetop above Occidental, and he'd never been there. And I wanted to go there. It was 84 degrees yesterday. So we went there and walked. It was just absolute. It was more people there than I've ever seen there. There was like four people there. And, it was just, it was so beautiful. It was so magical. And then, of course, we were high enough up on a ridge that I went to the end of the road, which I didn't know that it dead ended. And when we looked out, we could see Bodega Head it was so clear and so beautiful. So it had been part of my plan anyway, but that cemented it. So we went on over to the coast, and we walked about halfway down Goat Rock Beach, and I had to turn around and come back because I was wearing black jeans, and it was too hot.
Yeah, 84 up there is really hot.
It was clear. It was beautiful. It was just magnificent. The ocean was gorgeous. The weather was beautiful. We stopped on the way back and had a late lunch, and it was like it was a perfect birthday. So your birthday wish comes right on top of that very, very special day. And we're supposed to get cold rain this weekend. So, well, this is above. I mean, folks, California is really great, but this is record-breaking unseasonable weather. So,
it's amazing. That's amazing. We're in our 80s, high 70s, 80s down here, but that's really normal for us. So,
this time of year, yeah.
Yeah. At least the humidity is gone, and we have our windows open. And thank you.
Ah, fresh air.
Fresh air. Lovely.
We are coming to the end of the show today. This is the Mel and Ellen Show with Melanie Thomas and Ellen Doreen. We are coming to you on BBS Radio every other Tuesday afternoon. We're here doing our thing, even though we got a little bit of a late start today. That's the gremlins in Mercury retrograde. We hope and invite you. We invite you with gusto to tune in on November 20th, on Tuesday, November 20th, to our Thanksgiving show. We want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to our show on sacrifice today. Certainly expanded my consciousness. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I hadn't really put it in any kind of, you don't think about it very much. You just, you know, you just kind of go through life. And you see something stunning and you go, oh, look at what that person did. Wasn't that a sacrifice? And go on about your business and never really digest those words. And they're very powerful. They really are powerful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I love that. I love, 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 love the way you did the Hanged Man balance
sacrifice and transformation. They're all lined up together there. Who would have thunk it, huh?
That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. Well, we want to thank you again for tuning in to the Mel and Ellen Show, and we both look forward to seeing you, well, actually hearing from you, on November 20th, our Thanksgiving show. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Ellen, signing off.
I'm signing off. Hold God's hand and walk forward, folks.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye.